Flesh Wounds by Richard Glover. Read by the author. That night, my final night in Noosa, we went for dinner to the local RSL club. I was to meet my mother's friends. There were three couples, one with a grown-up daughter in tow. They were all kindly, smart people, friendly towards my mother. When the time came to choose our meals, my mother made a great show of not accepting a menu. "They know me here," she told me in a loud stage whisper. "They know I just have a tiny bit of fish." The waiter returned and started taking orders. As each person spoke, "I'll have the steak or the chicken parmigiana and chips, thanks." My mother would clap her hands together in dismay. "I don't know how you can possibly eat all of that." Or, "Oh no, not sausages." Or, "I couldn't stand ordering that." When the waiter arrived at her side, she smiled primly and said, "Just my usual." To which the waiter nodded his understanding. My mother smiled at me, keen for me to notice how special she was, how different from her friends. A little later, the waiter duly brought her a small portion of grilled fish with some lettuce on the side. She smiled her assent. The delivery of everyone else's meal, however, was accompanied by a loud groaning from my mother. "Look how many chips! How are you going to fit it all in? Really, I don't know how you do it." After we'd eaten, we stood around outside the club chatting. Everyone was in a good mood, despite my mother's criticism of their food choices. The 30-something daughter of her friends, trying to be pleasant, complimented my mother on her shoes, which were low-heeled yet brightly patterned. The 30-something daughter was herself wearing an attractive pair of high heels. "I don't know how you can wear those," my mother replied, pointing to the offending footwear. "Only shop girls wear high heels." The high-heeled daughter looked at my mother in some disbelief and then glanced at her own mother, searching for some possible explanation of why on earth anybody would put up with someone like this. Her mother smiled in that apologetic, "I know, but please don't make a fuss," way. I did quite intensely dislike my mother at this moment, the way she acted so superior to good people who were just trying to have dinner with friends. As we drove off, I wondered how they endured her. I presume they simply forgave her rudeness, thinking it a sad consequence of her aristocratic birth.